It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Our Reynolds Sports Desk. Your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, kids, here we go. Headlines on a gorgeous Wednesday afternoon live from the VMAC. Of course, headlines are brought to you by our friends at Buddy's Goodies and Glass. It's always 420 at Buddy's, baby.
What a freaking miserable night in the Cappuccino Capital.
All right, Mariners lose it today 4-3 to Tampa. 58-51. Logan Gilbert, 5 innings, 3 runs, 4 walks today for the rookie. 6 Ks. First loss with Logan on the mound since May 19th. That's his second start, by the way. The M's had won 11 straight with Logan Gilbert starting. That streak came to an end today. Yankees 4-0-5 tomorrow in the Bronx. Tyler Anderson versus Nasty Nestor Cortez.
Is that his real name?
That's Nasty his real name. Nestor? His middle name is actually Nestor. His first name is Nasty.
That's nice. Brianna Stewart led Team USA with 23 points on 8 of 10 in a 79-55 rout over Australia. They advance to the semis tomorrow night against Serbia, and the U.S. grabbed the gold and silver in the women's 400 hurdles. Sydney McLaughlin, a world record, and Dalila Muhammad getting the silver medal.
We got some news in baseball. Free agent starter Cole Hamels, who's been rehabbing the entire year, has signed a one-year deal with the Dodgers for the rest of the season, and the Tampa Bay Bucks are giving defensive coordinator Todd Bowles a three-year contract extension.
Sounders hosting the team with no nickname, FC Dallas tonight, right here on 950 KJR. Team record, 6 players selected to this year's MLS All-Star Game. New who? Rui Diaz, both Roldan brothers, Joao Paulo and Yaimar will play in L.A. August 25th.
What's Yaimar's last name?
Yaimar, it's Andrade Gomez. Is that right?
Flip it around.
Gomez Andrade.
There you go.
Sorry.
You see? I'm not the only one.
Well, that's why I said Yaimar.
Petros Papadakis joins us right now, courtesy of SweetJames.com.
It's time for our weekly conversation with college football analyst Petros Papadakis.
Not that I'm a smart guy, I'm stupid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys.
41 yards.
If you're hurt in an accident, call Sweet James right away at 800-500-5200. Sweet James will be sweet to you, but tough on insurance companies that will bully you.
Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Ushalom.
And now with Petros, here's Dave Softy Muller.
Losers.
Hi, boys and girls, back at the VMAC in a matter of minutes, but for now, the moment that, well, at least maybe a couple of people in the audience have been waiting for. Every week at 4:05, every Wednesday, the pleasure, the absolute honor, the good fortune to talk to the king of all radio in Southern California, the Prince of Pigskin, our pal from the Petros and Money Show, Petros Papadakis with us, courtesy of
Sweet James Bergener, the dense beard of justice. Not only is he a great man, but a great personal injury attorney that does not like it to see those who have called him taken advantage of by an insurance company. No, sir, he will reject that insurance company's way of handling you and get you the settlement you deserve. Medical care, something for your car to be fixed, perhaps some compensation, and you don't pay until you settle. 800-500-5200, the dense beard of justice. SweetJames.com.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, it's great to hear you. Great to see you in person a week ago. Did you enjoy your short visit to the W Hollywood Hotel for Pac-12 Football Media Day?
You know I didn't.
I know.
You put me in an uncomfortable position with Jimmy Lake.
What do you mean? What?
No, it was fine.
That was hilarious. You know what? I think it's great that you're at the point in your career where you are respected enough by the people you cover able to share your opinions without repercussion.
I had a terrible time. I didn't get any swag because I couldn't find the swag room. I didn't eat. I didn't want to see anybody. I saw everybody sitting down and eating lunch, and my stomach lurched in anticipation of having to talk to people. So I went to the record store across the street. I bought 2 records, and then I went over the hill, kind of, and through the pass, they would say, and went to the Cahuenga Pass and went to do my radio show. But I was happy to see you and Dick, and happy to see Jen Cohen, the great athletic director of Washington. Didn't recognize her in the mask. Look, events with masks, I know it's the right thing or to many and whatever, God. But I have a really hard time. And yeah. I'm a mouth breather.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult.
I got
but
you.
I did go over and buy myself some records.
Well, that's good to hear. At least you got something out of the trip.
Well, I went
there.
On with you.
Yeah.
Which that's a sponsored thing. And, you know, I'll tell you what, speaking of events, I just came from Arizona,
mm-hmm.
where usually, you know, we have the Pac-12, or excuse me, the Fox, we were just talking about Media Day, but the Fox Football Seminar, which is like maybe the Pac-12 Media Day without all the sanctimony, plus like 40 gallons of every high-end liquor you can think of. 400 gallons, I should say.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's got everybody. I mean, you turn around and it's, you know, I go because I've been working at Fox since 2001, and I've been going to this event since about 2004, maybe, or 06 or something. But literally, you look around and it's Joe Buck sitting there, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, Howie Long, I mean, whoever you can think of. But usually it's right by my house at a resort that's in the town that I was grew up in, basically, reared in, which is next door to where I live now. It's at a big resort over there. So usually I just drive over there and have two drinks. I tell them all a story how it used to be a SeaWorld type of place called Marineland. And then I leave before I make a fool of myself, you know, with all the liquor and all the bravado and all the football analysts running around with their chests out. But the mask rules changed in Los Angeles a few weeks ago, and suddenly they moved the whole thing to Arizona, to the Biltmore in Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah.
Into the mouth of the devil. I mean, it was hot as hell. And so I spent the last day or so out there, but, I mean, it's a long story short. We hired Chris Peterson. You know?
I know. I heard that. I was going to ask you about the newest member of the Fox Sports crew.
Why did you ask that question?
He is, it bothers me when I talk to people. Because Fox hired him, and they say, "God, he's like a different guy now that he's not a coach." No, he's always been a great guy. He really always has been. Whenever I've dealt with him, he has been a prince, and to know him has always been really an honor, and to watch him work way back in the Boise days for me is when I caught up with him, and then on to Washington. But we sat down, and he told me, and with Mark Helfrich, who's a really close friend of his, and also back at Fox, and he told me that, "I heard you on the radio in Seattle, and I didn't know that, you know, you went on with Softy that one time." And I was like, no, dude, I go on with Softy every week for years. He was like, "Oh." And then he started talking about something.
Well, you know why, Chris Peterson? I actually have audio evidence. I can actually give you example 1A of why Chris Peterson never had any idea that you did a weekly hit here on the radio show.
Never in one time ever heard your radio show.
See, there you go. I mean, the guy admitted it.
Never in one time ever heard your radio show.
Never listens to the damn show. Probably heard it through the grapevine that you were doing the program. What the hell?
He told me that. He told me that he never listened when he was coaching.
Right.
And then when he was done coaching, he started listening and became an enormous fan of your show. He really did. And but not enough to know that I'm on weekly. But he did hear me once on the show, and like it was like the first thing, "Bro, I heard you on Softy." And, you know, he's actually a pretty excitable guy, you know, in real life. And his teeth shone like the sun. You know, he's got beautiful white teeth. And it was just really cool to sit with him. And, you know, they hired Bob Stoops.
I heard that.
He's an impressive guy.
Well, somebody said, I think it may have been Millen yesterday. We were talking about
He was there.
No, who? Hugh?
Matt Millen.
No, Hugh Millen.
Oh, well, okay. You know, sorry.
Hell's wrong with you?
What's that, Dick?
Not Matt Millen, Hugh Millen. Hugh Millen doing the show with us yesterday. He was actually filling in for Dick Fain on the program, who's actually back today.
I know, because I thought you meant Dick Stockton.
No. He's retired. But what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Chris Peterson. We were talking about that yesterday, and the topic kind of came up. How can a guy, you know, the general perception of Chris Peterson, how can a guy who was so anti-media when he was a coach now be working for the media?
Well, I think that it's a natural thing for a lot of guys to do. I like it in the case of Stoops and Peterson, where they didn't coach for a couple years and didn't do anything, just golfed and watched their kids graduate college or high school, or really just kind of be with their families and travel around and mentor some coaches every once in a while, but basically not live on a schedule and not have anybody tell you what to do, and then come back to be part of a team, so to speak. The team putting on a production of a football game, which is a lot of fun for the coaches especially, because you never lose.
Yeah.
You get the fun of game day. You get to feel like you're inside the action, because you certainly do have an influence over the action as part of the broadcast, or at least the way it's portrayed. And you don't lose, you don't win. You get to hear the bands and smell the popcorn and do the whole deal. So I think it's appealing for a lot of guys. I like it when they spend a couple years playing golf on Saturday mornings, because then they're a lot happier when they come back and they don't have like the angry head coach vibe.
Well, I'll tell you what we ought to do. We ought to try to find a
like
way
Urban Meyer.
Yeah, we ought to try to find a way to get Coach Pete, as we still call him here in Seattle, to join you and I 1 week on this segment, and both of us can have a nice little conversation with a guy that I think both of us admire. But it's funny because, you know, a lot of ex-Huskies have gotten into media. Chris Peterson.
Why did you ask that question?
Obviously now you got Dick Baird, who's been doing this for 25 years.
You stupid idiot!
And then obviously former Husky quarterback Hugh Millen. Is all here now, you know, with us. And they've all done stuff in media. So
he's a
natural transition for sure.
I guess he's a competitor, but I sat with Ivan Drago too, you know.
With Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's he's a great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Brock Heward.
I didn't know.
He's a Husky that works at Fox too.
Yeah. We call him the Caucasian Sam Cassell, by the way.
Oh, come on. You know he's a nice guy.
He's great guy. I've known Brock for a long time. I like Brock. I like Damon. I like Luke. I like the whole family.
We played against Brock, and they were like, this guy's pretty high strung. And they beat the crap out of us.
What year was that? Yeah, 97. 97.
I told you that story.
Yeah, but you guys stunk back then. That's not a great accomplishment, really.
That was the year. Well, thanks.
You yourself have said you were on the worst USC football team ever, so don't give me that.
I know how sadly. Well, stop playing that. I know how Dick feels.
Is that a snort at the end of that? Hang on.
I know how Dick feels. Damn it. God, why'd you leave Dick feels? Why'd you have to leave the snort in? I know how Dick feels. Is that you snorting?
I have no idea.
It could be you.
Oh, I got no idea.
I'm stupid.
Jesus. I told Brock this story. And I've told you this story before. The 97 team that I went up with the USC football team to play against Washington is not the worst football team in USC history. You know how Dick feels. But we did get our ass beat. I don't think we crossed the 50 in the game. Hugh Jackson was calling plays.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hugh Jackson, the former Bengal guy?
Yes. Oh. And we did not have a solid game plan coming in, especially one for Chorak. And our defense actually played pretty well. Rashawn Sheehy got hurt in that game.
Yeah.
I think we had a safety named Rashard Cook knock his shoulder out.
Mm.
And I couldn't sleep the night before because Malifo McKenzie, my roommate, a dear friend, would not stop, like, just unbelievable apnea snoring.
Wow.
And I read the entire William Faulkner novel, The Sound and the Fury, cover to cover. And then it was like a 1 o'clock kick. And I swear to God, I was in a daze. I'd never played on turf before. And the first play of the game, I think Lester Towns ran right by me and blew up R.J. Soward on like the 7 or 8 yard line on the kickoff. I know how Dick feels. And I was like, I don't want to run to the sideline. Because you know, like the O-line coach who was the kickoff return guy was standing on the numbers, Mike Berry.
Yeah.
Just mother effing me. You stupid wandering Greek! You idiot! I know you effing! I mean, he tore me a new one.
Oh, God. Well, Petros Papadakis with us, of course, courtesy of SweetJames.com. God, I have no idea where I was going to go. I was going to ask you about the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac 12.
Oh, God, I don't
Bob
care.
Bowlsby and George Kliavkoff were having a little conversation. What do you think they were talking about there, Petros?
Wouldn't it be funny if you opened the door and they...
Oh, God. Jesus, what is wrong with you?
I'm kidding.
That we had that on our air live. That is disgusting.
Just take that out. Just take it out.
What's wrong with you?
Just bleep it out. Bleep it out. But you know what? They might as well, you know, like, you know, what are they? I don't know, man.
Unbelievable.
Dude, I mean, if the Pac-12 is, I know we're all headed toward two 32-team conferences and then a big special playoff at the end or something, right?
I just can't get the image out of my head. Damn you. Damn you. Every time I see George Kliavkoff now, I'm going to think of what you just said.
Well, the guy they need to be with is the Big Ten guy. That's who they got to get in bed with.
Unbelievable. You know, that's the point, right? I mean, what are they doing talking to the Big Ten? Screw the Big 12.
I mean,
what is left in the Big 12 that the Pac-12 would possibly want?
Screw them. Kansas basketball.
Yeah, outside of that.
Screw them.
Partner up with Ohio State, Michigan, Nebraska, Penn State. To hell with the Big 12. There's nothing left. There's nothing left I want. Nothing. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like Best Buy after Black Friday. It's been picked clean. There's nothing else I want left in that store. Maybe a couple of videotapes.
I'm going to be a fan.
Oh.
You know, I sweat a lot. But listen.
What?
No, all I'm saying is it makes sense because of the Rose Bowl thing, right?
Exactly, yes.
The Big Ten actually makes a grip of cash. The Big 12 does not, especially without Oklahoma and Texas in the coming years. However, it doesn't really matter. We're headed towards big, gigantic conferences. What I'm worried about is the chaff that falls off.
Never in one time ever heard your radio show.
You might not have Washington State to beat up on, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that's well, you know, they could always include that in the non-conference schedule. Like, you know, Utah plays BYU, right?
I know,
for example.
Apple
Cup will never go away. Never.
Once
never.
Once that's, the SEC started to expand and the Big Ten started to expand, and I know we've had conference movement in the past, but once we started moving about 7-8 years ago, the seismic change was headed our way, and this is just part of it.
All right, we got to go.
I know how Dick feels.
Great stuff.
Would you stop? I know how Dick feels.
You know, I'm telling you, I'm like your kid. You tell him not to do something, and I just can't stop.
Do you ever see the party in JFK?
Yes, Joe Pesci when he's wearing a wig?
Yeah, and Kevin Bacon's covered in gold lame.
Horrible.
And
and
Tommy Lee Jones is dressed like Caesar.
Yep, they got makeup on. Yeah, exactly.
And they're in some kind of like, you know.
That's what you're envisioning? That scene? Not the butler scene from The Wolf of Wall Street?
That's what the conference commissioners in the NCAA.
Oh, stop.
And then Dick feels. Emmert comes in dressed like a giant bird. Like, you know, in Eyes Wide Shut.
All right.
Conference realignment can be really kinky.
Oh, God. Okay, we got to go. See you next week.
Hey, make sure when you go down to Lubbock to pick up Texas Tech, make sure that you know you have the right herd
vaccination. Oh, God.
They're fat, dumb, and happy and entitled.
All right. Petros, great stuff. We'll talk in a week. See you, man. Bye. Petros Papadakis with us.
I know how Dick feels. Hey, you, man.
Courtesy of SweetJames.com.
I know how Dick feels.
Back to the VMAC next on 950 KJR.
Awesome.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
I'm looking at this new gal, I think, that works for Q13. I'm not sure what her name is. Alyssa Charleston, is that your name? Alyssa Charleston, is that right? You think they look at Ian Furness and call him Grandpa at Q13? Like he's like the OG.
He's definitely the OG. Maybe Uncle Ian.
I mean, these guys all look like they're in their 20s, for God's sake. Alyssa looks like she's 13 years old.
Ian's the crazy uncle that'll come over at Thanksgiving. He'll already be like three cocktails in.
Yeah.
Well, I just sit him in the corner in the rocking chair and just let him mutter to himself.
Let him fall asleep, yeah. I was looking at him on TV thinking, man, he could be like a grandfather now. And he technically could be a grandfather. I think he's got like a 24-year-old, 23-year-old daughter. So Puckett today on his show, and I got some audio here I want to play in a minute. This actually has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. This is something different, this audio. But so, you know, I'm doing stuff for PXG, as you know, obviously. My handicap is down 6 points since last summer. It's gone from a 23 to a 17. 0311s, the proto driver, the mini gunboat putter, they've been incredible for me. I mean,
I've hit them, and they're crazy.
Awesome clubs. I mean, look, obviously had a chance to play a lot. Hey, there he is, the grandpa himself.
We've established you
as the grandfather of Q13. Just don't give me that look. You know you're getting old. There's nothing you can do about it. Just accept it.
Are you the drunk uncle at Thanksgiving that comes over three cocktails in already?
So
falls asleep on the couch?
The PXG clubs are awesome as we get back on topic here. Yes. They're insanely good. I love them. I mean, I had a chance to play a lot more golf, so that's helped, obviously. Greg Manley, and I want to give the guy too big of a head, but he's been great as a golf instructor for me, so whatever. But the point is this, that when I went to pick up my bag from PXG, they put my name on the bag. It says Softy on the bag with my club's logo, which is Meridian Valley. I didn't ask for that, and if I did ask to get my name on the bag, I would never put Softy on there. It would just be Dave Mahler.
Okay.
Because when I'm on the golf course, when I'm getting away from you idiots on this radio station, I don't want to be Softy, right? I just want to be Dave. Or David, or as my aunt used to call me,
David
Dovidol back in the day. All right, so I mean, the Softy thing was not my call, but it's PXG. They're paying for it. They're spending money. They can call me whatever the hell they want on my golf bag. Puckett apparently said today, and I'm curious to get some thoughts on this at 49451, that it's douchey to put your name on your golf bag. Do we agree with that here on the radio show?
I think if somebody puts your name on your golf bag,
okay,
without you asking for them,
okay,
I think it's cool.
Okay.
Like, you know, our guy Adam over at Inner Bay did the same thing for Dixon. We got his clubs, bought a bag. Yeah. I get the bag. It says Dixon fan.
He put his name on the bag.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Dixon did not walk into Inner Bay and say,
right,
I'm Dixon fan, damn it.
Okay.
I want my name on
so
my bag.
So if you put your name on your bag, if you request to have your name on your bag, that's douchey. But if somebody else just does it for you, it's not douchey.
I think if...
Is that what you're saying?
There's a douchey scale. You're 0% on the douchey scale.
Oh, God.
There's a slightly douchey if they say, hey, would you like your name on the bag? And it'll cost you $100.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're really going to pay $100 to just put your name on your bag?
Sure.
But then if you ask, I mean, I'm more on your side and certainly your situation.
I don't even know what side I'm on.
Well, your situation is what he's talking about.
I'm not 0% douchey. I know there's a douchey part of me. I'll totally admit that. We just got done singing happy birthday to Freddie Swain for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, but this golf bag conversation
is not
douchey.
The golf bag conversation was brought up this morning. I have no idea what inspired it, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here because I didn't hear it at all. You know how I found out about it? One of our listeners, when I gave out my number 3 years ago, who still texts me, and I have no idea who this person is, send me a text and say, hey, Puckett's ripping you for having your name on your golf bag. Well, first of all, I didn't do that, number one. Number two, PXG did. Number three, I have no idea. I told him after the fact. They can do whatever they want because they're a sponsor and they're paying me to do it, so they can put anything they want on there. And then number four,
they could put Douchey Mahler.
They could do that, and I would say that's totally fine, and that would be appropriate. I don't think it is douchey to have your name on your golf bag. I mean, first of all, number one, you know, every guy at the club I join has their name on their bag because it's easier for the attendants to find their bag, number one, in the cart barn, as they like to call it.
Right.
And then number two,
When you're on the golf course and you're playing with somebody new that you just met, you don't even have to remember their name. All you have to do is look at their bag, and it's right freaking there in front of your face. How many times have you played golf with a guy, and by the end of the round, you have no idea what his name is? Hey, what's that guy's name? Just stare at his bag. Maybe he's got a golf bag tag with his name. Maybe his name is on the golf bag itself.
But look at the scorecard
everybody at the club that I belong to, Meridian Valley, they all have their name on their bag. So, I don't know, maybe Jason Puckett, you know, he's not allowed to join places like that. So, you know, he just hasn't had a chance to put his name on a golf bag yet. But is it douchey to have your name on your golf bag? Yes or no, 49451.
Overall, no.
Overall. Okay.
No, I would
gotcha. So Jackson was filling in today on the Puck and Jim Moore show. Did you hear him talking about us on the show? Because you're going to hear some audio where he kind of sells you out a little bit.
Wow.
He sells me out a little bit, and he sells both of us out a little bit. So apparently, Puck and Jim Moore were doing the whole hashtag where I root thing to get their face on TV today. They send in the text or the tweet, whatever, and they reference it on TV.
Did it work?
It did work, but listen to Puckett and Jim Moore. They're basically doing the show, and they're watching the game on TV at the same time. And really, you can kind of sense this in the two-minute audio clip I'm going to play here for you, where they're just talking to Jackson to just kill time until they find out if they get mentioned or not on television.
All right.
And once they do realize they're getting a shout-out, they could care less what Jackson Feltz has to say. They cut him off instantly. They throw a party over getting their face on TV, and they just totally dismiss anything coming out of Jackson's mouth.
Jackson uses his 2 minutes of stardom to
part of it.
To basically throw under the bus
check it out.
Guys that feed him every day.
Because the one thing that I heard from Jackson Feltz when he came to this radio show, like a year ago, whatever it was, is he was tired of getting yelled at by Puckett. And he loved coming over here. So listen to what Jackson Feltz has to say. This is Puckett and Jim Moore today on their show, waiting to see if Root Sports will give them a shout-out on TV with their Where I Root hashtag tweet and just filling time. And listen to Puckett cut them off when they realized they made it on TV. Check this out.
Sometimes with Jax, I always wonder, does he enjoy it, or is it a look of, like, because he works now with professional people and fame and softy, does he look at now when he goes on other shows and go, boy, this is not how it's done? Because I work with two guys that are the gold standard of radio.
Let's find out what he's thinking.
Here's the thing, and this is the classic line. It's not worse. It's just different. It's just different. Honestly,
that's a nice way. She's got a nice personality.
No. I mean, the whole thing is it's a different show. It's less stressful. I mean, I don't have somebody yelling at me for 6 minutes during the break, so it's fun. I enjoy this.
It's the second time he's mentioned that.
I didn't know that.
I feel like there's really a problem here.
I didn't know that side of Softy there.
Mm. That's too bad. Yeah. You know what? I don't want you to go any further because I don't want this now to come back.
He knows. He knows that so much of this is just fun anyway, right?
So I would hope so, but the other one does
pissed
sometimes.
Dick?
Yeah.
Dick is the one of the easiest people to work with.
Well, someone did at 206 want to know, Jackson, who is more insufferable, Softy or Dick?
Depends on the day and depends on the season, whether it's football season or a different kind of season.
Okay, if it's football season, who is it?
Well, I mean, during the Huskies football season, Softy's on another level because it's constantly thinking about what's going on for Saturday and who are they playing, what do we have to prepare for, and, then the actual game itself, what do we need to worry about, who do I, watch for, if it's Cal or Stanford or whatever. So he's on another level during Husky season because he's just that big of a fan.
Well, what about, Fain's a fan.
I think that's where, March Madness and college basketball pops up, where Fain, it's all about Gonzaga, it's all about college, it's all about college basketball, and it's all about that kind of stuff. So they take turns on just being at a 10.
Are you still writing the questions for both of them for Schmetzer when he comes on?
No comment.
Oh, too. I would need the same thing. I would.
I don't have to give them all the questions.
Well, no comment gives you the answer that you know what you're looking for.
I don't have to give them all the questions.
They're ready.
They're watching the games. Okay. To their credit, they're actually watching the games. And like Softy and I did.
Hey, there's Brad. Is this bottom of the fifth? Is he going to put us on?
Oh.
Where I root.
Where
this
I root.
Be
here
us.
We go.
Hey, there we are.
All they were doing was just waiting to see their face on
killing
TV.
Time.
And killing time. And the minute it happened, they were done with Jackson. So he throws us under the bus for the Schmetzer thing, which, by the way, he's a freaking liar. He writes every question for the Schmetzer interview. Number two,
he doesn't
know us at all because you're way more insufferable than I am. And then number three, Number three, he's bitching about me bitching at him during the commercial breaks and how that was so refreshing to go on the Puck and Jim Moore show when all he would do when he first showed up with us is complain about how much Puckett would bitch at him. The hell, this guy can't be satisfied by anybody.
Are you calling Jackson two-faced?
I've had enough of him, to be honest with you.
Huh?
I want to make a trade. Can we trade Jackson Feltz for Chris Kidd? You think Chris Kidd wants to come over here and work for a professional radio show instead of a circus like the 10-to-1 show?
Yeah, well, like Jason
called us. Let's make a trade.
Jason called us the gold standard of radio.
Yeah, well,
he's obviously not listening either.
If he thinks that, but I mean, how about that, man? How about Jackson? Just you know, you're all about Gonzaga. I'm all about UW and blah blah blah. And he's getting tired of us.
So basically, it's his whole 12 months out of the year.
What? Hey, you know what? You're
who
done.
Lets you on the show? This
you're
is Curtis's show today.
You're off the clock. You got to get ready for the Sounders, man.
Literally about to walk out of the office.
Well, get out of here. No, we're pissed at you. No, you know what? You're in timeout. Just like when you called us on the soccer thing, like, you know, a couple months ago, you're in freaking timeout.
I thought it was nice to you guys. I thought it was very nice.
You show up, and all you did from the start is say how much you loved it here because Puckett used to treat you like crap and yell at you and scream at you.
He did.
And then you come on this show, you go back there, and you say the same thing but in reverse.
Well, I mean, you are not saying that you guys do not also yell at me in the breaks?
You know what? I think I've realized what's going on here.
There it is.
You know what's going on here? You're a huge pussy. That's what's going on here. You're a gigantic wimp. You can't stand anybody yelling at you. Everywhere you go, oh, my God, please don't. You can't stand constructive criticism.
You struck a nerve, Jackson. You have struck
I'm angry.
I really have.
I'm mad. I am really, really mad.
I thought it was being nice.
I am very mad. We have a show meeting tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
Listeners,
be there.
Listeners, this is
bring
what it's
your
like
key
for
card.
The 6 minutes off the air, just so you know. This is what it's like. Constant yelling at me for no reason.
We thought that you actually enjoyed working with us working with Puckett.
Oh, my God. I love
you said how much you hated Puckett.
I love working. Honestly, it's just what I said on the air. It's not worse. It's just different. You guys are different.
Unbelievable.
I love working with you guys.
You just got done talking about
how much.
I got to go to the stadium.
Get out of
here.
Later.
You got
Bye.
Done talking about how much you love working with Puck because it was so refreshing and you know, the nightmare of working with Softy and Dick. Wow. You know what? If he thinks it's that bad, we can accommodate him.
Oh, yeah.
We can
make
something
happen. There are producers
out
there.
God. Unbelievable.
You know,
this guy.
You can, Dave Mahler at iHeartMedia.com.
Yeah,
to apply for.
Don't talk to me. Dick Fain at iHeartMedia.com. All right, we're going to break. 49451. Testimonials. A lot of Petros reaction. A lot of Mike Florio reaction. A lot of Kelnick, Dick Fain reaction. Hugh Millen reaction. Coming next on the Coors Light text line, keeping Seattle chill right here on 950 K.
Time.
Coming to you live from the Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is Textimonials.
LOL, semicolon, parentheses.
Take it away, Dave Softy Mahler and Dick Fain.
All right, Cam Cleland, the new color analyst for Husky football. You're cool with that, right?
Absolutely.
Cam doing
He's
that?
He's great.
He'll join us at 5:05 on the radio show. Freddie Swain coming up about 6:10. Seahawk wide receiver, the birthday boy before we get to Jackson Feltz, who apparently hates working on this radio show.
Yeah, who knew?
At 6:30 with his pre-match show before the Sounders and FC Dallas at 7 o'clock tonight. 49451 every day at this time. Testimonials on the Coors Light text line, keeping Seattle chill. Curtis, what do you got?
Why do you put up with Florio's smug attitude? He comes across like a dyspeptic hobo.
Like a what hobo?
I think he meant to say despicable.
Oh,
I don't know. Hobo.
He
comes comes across as a homeless guy.
The word that was actually used was dyspeptic.
What does that even mean? Is that a word?
Dyspeptic.
I mean, you're the writer in the group. You tell us what the hell that means.
I don't even know that one.
He says he comes across as a dyspeptic homeless guy. I have no idea what that even means. Anyway, here's why we put up with him. Yes, is he arrogant? Yes.
Indigestion.
Okay, so he's got gas. He's like a homeless guy with gas. Is that what he's talking about? He's a little cocky, but he's good at what he does. It's like it's the same thing with Sherman, right? As long as Sherman can produce, you put up with all the stuff happening outside of his game.
Wasn't Florio a lawyer?
Terrell Owens, all
yes,
that
he was.
Stuff.
Yeah,
yes,
There has been numerous lawyers that have gone into media.
Right.
And just about all of them
are jerks.
Have had that, you know what? I'm really smart.
Well, you
got
to be, don't you? A little bit, right? To get away with that.
Yeah, but I guess what the texter is saying that he makes sure that you know it.
I think it's fine. As long as he performs, as long as Richard Sherman is leading the league in opposing passer rating, he can do whatever the hell he wants. But the minute that stops, you're out the door.
That's right.
So the minute Florio stops being great on the air and stops breaking news and having unbelievable NFL analysis, he's done. He's done. All right, what's next?
Well, Softy,
Puckett already tried to establish you are Doshi for having your name on your golf bag.
Okay. A little delay on the ding there, Curtis. Yeah, we know that. We talked about that. That was the whole conversation about right. Puckett saying I was – and now we know how text he pronounces douchey, by the way, and it's Doshi. Look, I don't know. I mean, I just know I play with a bunch of guys, and I know a bunch of players that all have their name on their bag, and most of them belong to clubs that keep their clubs form so they know where they are when they want to grab their clubs. So if Puckett thinks it's douchey, then go ahead. That's totally fine. Guess what? I think Puckett's douchey. How's that sound? I may be douchey for putting my name on my bag. He's just douchey, period. Yeah, suck it.
I'd feel a little left out if I was the only one in my club that didn't have my name on my bag. Like, I'd be like, am I missing something here?
Yeah. You
know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of guys. There's some guys at my club that have names.
You're telling me that if I got Jason Puckett a brand new set of PXG irons, a driver, a Gen 4 driver, a gunboat putter, and said, here it is, I'm going to give you a great golf bag as well, I'm going to put your name on it, but the only way you can have all this stuff is if you put your name on your bag, he'd say no? You think he'd say no?
F you, Puckett.
He'd sell out in half a second.
Totally would, as he should. All right, what's next?
Unless you're a single-digit handicap, it's definitely douchey to have your name on your golf bag.
Okay, another one that pronounces it douchey.
But you're heading that way, man. Okay. We're both heading that way.
Well, okay, so according to that guy, when I hit single digits, I should pull the embroidery off the bag now, and when I hit single digits, I can put it back on. That's what he's saying. You got to be really good is what he's saying. Single-digit handicap's a pretty good player, right?
Yes.
Well, you got to be really good to have your name on your bag, and if you're not really – what if you go back and forth? Because handicaps don't stay the same.
No.
You could hit single digits and then a month later be a 10.
You got to rip it off again. if you put together like back-to-back-to-back-to-back 95s,
right.
You're out.
That makes no sense.
You're out.
All right, what's next?
Complains about everything. He could have the perfect birthday with those he enjoys spending time with most and receiving everything he wanted, yet would complain that days should be 30 hours long and birthday celebrations should last a week.
Yeah, I think he's talking about Puckett there. I'm assuming he's talking about Puckett.
Yeah, correct.
Complains about everything. Okay, you cut off the Puckett part there. I don't know. I just know this, that I like Jason a lot. I really do. I'll be honest with you. I don't like him as much as I used to. How's that sound? He's turning into a grumpy bastard, and I want him to stop. I want Jason Puckett to smile. I want Jason Puckett to realize how lucky he is to be in this business and do this job, which isn't even a job, by the way. He needs to smile every now and then before he wakes up and realizes he wasted his whole life bitching and moaning. How's that sound? That's my advice for the day.
I'd like to have him enjoy life a little bit more. I would agree with you. I like Jason, but he has a completely different, at least outward, outlook on life than I do. Now, maybe his inward outlook on life is exactly the same, and this is all just a shtick for the radio?
Maybe. I don't know.
But
that's not what I see.
I don't know. I mean, I see him in off the air, too.
And, you know what I think?
And it's about the same as his on-air shtick.
I think he's mean. That's what I think.
Wow.
I think he's mean. I think he's a mean guy.
I don't know if I'd say mean.
He's a big old meanie. All right, Curtis, go ahead. One more.
The problem Kelenic has at the plate is not going to get solved at AAA. Pitchers down there cannot throw low and away slider after low and away slider either for strikes or for swings and misses. And that is his problem pitch.
Well, we're going back to the debate we had in the 3 o'clock hour on whether this is the right place for Kelenic to be. And my comment is simply this. If you are trying to go to the playoffs, Kelenic is not helping you do that. And I don't think any Mariner fan with the most rosy-colored glasses possible could tell me how a 150-hitting guy that cost him with his defense today is helping you win games. Now, if you want to take my road, which is, hey, we're playing for 2022. I really don't care if they go 80 and 82 or 87 and 75 or 75 and 87.
Yeah.
Then keep him in there every day because I think the texture is probably correct. He probably isn't going to get a ton better physically down in AAA, but he could get mentally healthier down in AAA.
Yeah, I just not to be repetitive, but you know, I think it should be all about him. You know, if he's ready, he's ready. If he's not, he's not. You know, it doesn't matter where the team is at right now. And if the team has a opening for him to play every day, then great, which they do right now. There's an opening for Jared Kelenic to play every single day. And I totally disagree. You and I are on polar opposite ends of the spectrum on the how much we're putting into 2021. I absolutely think this team has a shot. You know, to do something.
Well, like.
I do care about winning. I think he's helping you now. He wasn't helping you until last week. He's got an 869 OPS in the last 7 days before today's game. I think we give him a break on today. He made a mistake in the outfield. Okay, let's see what happens in the Bronx starting tomorrow.
Okay.
If we're sitting here, and let's reevaluate it week by week.
Okay.
And right now, I think he's in a good spot.
Our next evaluation moment will be when I come back from my vacation a week from Monday.
Okay, so that's a week and a half.
That's a week and a half.
So he's bought himself even more time.
Evaluation moment will be a week and a half from now on.
Because Dick Fan is taking his ninth week of vacation in 2021.
You mentioned that. You mentioned that yesterday, and I want to ask you because I was volunteering at my son's swim meet yesterday.
Yeah. Well, so what? It's still vacation.
Right. No, it's not. It's our spirit day at iHeartMedia.
I could volunteer to clean the toilets in my house and take a day off.
You get a volunteer day every year at iHeartMedia. Yeah, I have not taken a day off since April, so I want to know where you're making this up.
If you think you should be taking that day off, if you think that's the best thing for you, then fine. Go ahead.
Volunteering with my kid? Yeah, it is a better idea.
If you think your kid is more important than this show and hanging out with me, then that's your problem. All right? That's your prerogative. All right? 4:55. We're going to break. Cam Cleland going to join us. Talk some dogs coming up on 950 KJR.
Hello. It is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.